From Washington, this is VOA News. An American ambassador recovers from a knife attack in Korea. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. Ambassador Mark Lippert is in stable condition after a man screaming demands for a unified North and South Korea slashed him on the face and wrist with a knife. The minister counselor for public affairs at the U.S. Embassy in Seoul is Robert Ogborn.
The ambassador is awake and in good spirits, and he wishes to convey how appreciative he is of the well wishes from President Park, from Vice Foreign Minister Zhou, and the many, many Koreans who have sent him messages wishing that he have a speedy recovery.
The U.S. State Department condemned the attack, which happened at the Performing Arts Center in downtown Seoul, as the ambassador was preparing for a lecture about prospects for peace on the divided Korean Peninsula. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States will not be intimidated, deterred by anyone who threatens or harms U.S. diplomats. The South Korean president, Park Geun-hye, issued a statement read by her spokesman in Abu Dhabi, where she had denounced the attack. She said this incident is not only an act of physical violence against the U.S. ambassador to Seoul, but also an attack against the South Korea-U.S. alliance, which cannot be tolerated. Liberia says it has released its last confirmed Ebola patient, with no new cases reported for more than a week. A Chinese-run Ebola treatment center in the capital Monrovia released Beatrice Yardolo on Thursday. She told the Associated Press she is one of the happiest persons on earth today. The WHO says Liberia reported no new confirmed cases last week for the first time since May. This is VOA News. An Iranian diplomat kidnapped in Yemen in July of 2013 has been released and returned home, according to state media. Nur Ahmad Nikbat was working at the Iranian embassy in Sana'a when suspected al-Qaeda militants abducted him. Iran's deputy foreign minister for Arab and African Affairs, Hossein Amir Abdullahian, said a special intelligence ministry task force freed Nikbat from the militants in a complicated, tough operation in a very perilous part of Yemen, according to the state-run IRNA news agency. The European Central Bank says it will start its bond-buying stimulus program on March 9th. At a press conference, ECB President Mario Draghi said Thursday that the bank would buy 60 billion euros per month in government and corporate bonds. He noted, however, an improvement in the business and consumer confidence. He said the ECB raised its eurozone economic forecast for 2015 to 1.5% from 1% previously. The crackdown on air pollution continues in China.
Last year, China declared war on air pollution, and in his annual work report to China's National People's Congress Thursday, Premier Li Keqiang pledged to continue to do more. Li says that environmental pollution is a blight on the people's quality of life and a trouble that weighs heavy on their hearts. He says the country's leaders must fight it with all our might. Premier Li says China will upgrade emission controls at coal-burning power plants and strive for zero growth in the consumption of coal this year in key areas of the country. China has been talking about getting tough on the environment for years, and it is hard to say just yet how far authorities will go. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Officials in Indonesia have rejected Australia's proposal for a prisoner swap to spare the lives of two Australian drug smugglers who are set to be executed. The official said Thursday the executions would go ahead as planned, ruling out the proposal that Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop had discussed with reporters hours earlier. Bishop said she had appealed to the Indian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi by phone in the latest Australian effort to seek clemency. Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott said Thursday that Australia respects Indonesia, but that his government stands up for its values and citizens. On Wednesday, Mr. Abbott said he was revolted by the prospect of the executions. The trial of the suspected Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev resumes Thursday in a federal courthouse in Boston. His lawyer, Judy Clark, admitted Tsarnaev was involved in the deadly 2013 attack in her opening statement to the jury on Wednesday. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.